Good morning for WVIK News. I'm Herb Trix. Jurors have convicted a man for murdering an Iowa high school student more than 40 years ago. It took jurors in Davenport about 3 hours yesterday to convict 66-year-old Jerry Burns of first-degree murder for the December 1979 stabbing death of 18-year-old Michelle Martinko. Her body was found inside her family's car at a Cedar Rapids shopping mall. Police arrested Burns in December of 2018 at his business in Manchester, Iowa. It was the 39th anniversary of Martinko's death. Burns was linked to the crime by DNA evidence. He didn't testify, and his defense called only one witness. In Iowa, first-degree murder carries a mandatory term of life in prison. The trial was held in Scott County on a change of venue. Well, a private company is interested in taking over water and wastewater service in Rock Island from the city. Last night, Illinois American Water made a presentation to the city council. Spokesman Terry Mackin says company officials talked about the history of American Water in Illinois and the potential benefits of privatization.
We have been working in Illinois for over 140 years. We're a proven company. Also, our expertise, you know, water and wastewater is what we do every day. It's all we do.
Illinois American Water now provides water and wastewater service in more than 130 communities in the state, with its headquarters in Belleville. Other systems it operates include Sterling, Peoria, Pekin, Lincoln, Alton, Streeter, and Caro. Another division of the parent company, Iowa American Water, provides service in the Iowa Quad Cities and in Clinton. Well, the Iowa Attorney General's office wants to close down a telemarketing company that authorities say has been scamming small businesses in Iowa, Nebraska, and other states. A court filing says Scott County residents Paul and Misty Barnes have been operating PM Specialties and Milestone Consulting. The filing says they've been using lies and deception to make unauthorized charges to consumers' credit cards or accounts and to force consumers to pay for goods and services they would never receive. The Barnes, however, told the Des Moines Register they've not defrauded anyone. They say they operate a consulting firm for artist and business management. Well, the Iowa Supreme Court has selected Susan Christensen as its new Chief Justice. Katarina Sestarik has more.
Christensen is from Harlan and was appointed to the court by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds in 2018. The state's highest court had to pick a new leader after former Chief Justice Mark Cady died unexpectedly in November. Justice David Wiggins has served as acting chief since then. He plans to retire in March. In a statement, Christensen says she will continue her work on child welfare and juvenile justice and, quote, lead Iowa's judiciary in a manner which provides all 99 counties with fair and impartial justice. Christensen is the second woman to serve as Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court. She was a district court judge and a district associate judge before that and practiced law in Harlan. Reynolds has made three appointments to the court. She'll appoint a fourth in the coming weeks to bring the court back to its full slate of seven justices. I'm Katarina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.
And the Illinois Department of Revenue is reporting the sale of recreational marijuana in the state generated $7.3 million in cannabis tax revenue last month. In addition, the department says an additional $3.1 million was generated in retail sales tax revenue. Illinois officials estimate that as the industry matures, marijuana sales in the state will grow to $127 million a year by 2021. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.